Well, hello everyone. This is Dr. Tracy Ferrone, and I'm here to read one of my articles to you. This is the first time I'm doing this. I'm still figuring out the technology. So hopefully it will work out and you will enjoy this reading. So this article is called Provision. Since the 2017 FDA mandate requiring medically important antibiotics to be prescribed only by a veterinarian for agricultural animals, which includes honeybees, beekeepers, apiarists, and veterinarians have been discussing and attempting to find ways to facilitate this process. While creating various challenges for both U.S. veterinary and apicultural industries, the public health importance of antibiotic resistance cannot be understated. The FDA recently doubled down on the need for an established, in-person, veterinary-client-patient relationship, often abbreviated VCPR, prior to prescribing drugs to a patient. This federal law would supersede any state changes to the Veterinary Practice Acts that attempt to redefine how a VCPR can be established. Telemedicine, for example, from a federal law perspective, does not establish a veterinary client-patient relationship. And in the article, I did give a reference or a link to an AVMA news article, FDA reaffirms prescribing VCPR requirements amid efforts to deviate from federal law. So if you need that link, you could check out the article in BC. Or if you did a Google search on that, you could probably find that article. So continuing on. One of the issues beekeepers often bring up is the ability to find a honeybee-trained veterinarian. So how about an update on a plausible step towards a solution? In many industries, it is not uncommon to have an established certification program that supplies or indicates additional skills that a professional may possess. These certification programs often add to one's resume, letters after their name, or qualifications. Just within veterinary medicine, there are many established certifications. Some certifications may imply specialty, others proficiency. But all are established by extra training, testing, experience, and evaluation of an individual with standards set by a board of their peers. For the last several years, the Honeybee Veterinary Consortium, which is abbreviated HBVC, have worked diligently to create a new certification program in honeybee medicine for veterinarians, the CERT-HBV designation. This online program is now open to interested veterinarians as HBVC members on their website. In order to earn the CERT-HBV designation, veterinarians must complete 150 hours of continuing education credits within 7 topical modules, all of which are then evaluated by the certification committee of the HBVC. Each module has a designated number of required credits, and again, the credits are roughly equivalent to 1 hour of study or experience. The goals of the program are to, number one, provide day one proficiency in the bee yard for veterinarians, and two, allow beekeepers a means to better identify veterinarians that have the education, skills, and competencies to safely work with honeybees and beekeepers. The CERT-HBV modules are as follows. Module one is husbandry and the beekeeping industry. Module two is anatomy and physiology. Module 3 is pathobiology and epidemiology of honeybee diseases. Module 4, diagnostics and treatment of honeybee diseases. Module 5, clinical veterinary experience, the VCPR and client communications. Module 6, One Health and Public Health. And finally, Module 7, legislation, regulations, and policies. Interested veterinarians can find module information and applications under the HBVC certification tab on the HBVC website's main page. A list of pre-approved sources is also provided on the certification page of the HBVC website, and new resources, are being added. Each module can be completed individually or over the same time period. Sources of module fulfillment can include the following: honeybee veterinary medicine continuing education or professional development, lectures or courses, university courses on apicultural topics, academic training or degree programs related to apicultural topics, self-study of the scientific literature on apicultural topics, authoring publications and or developing professional presentations on apicultural topics, and then hands-on training working with honeybee colonies. The total cost for veterinarians seeking certification is $249, with a pay-as-you-go option of $25 per module and $74 for the final certification. The program is self-paced, but applicants must complete the program within 2 years of starting. Retrospective experience and or education may be considered by the committee for up to 5 years prior to the application. Of important note is that Module 5 requires veterinarians to complete at least 40 hours of hands-on training working with honeybee colonies. 30 hours must come from working with a minimum of 3 beekeepers. It is highly recommended that veterinarians work with at least 1 commercial and 1 hobbyist beekeeper. In order to become certified, the veterinarian must pass, and passing here is achieving an 80% or higher, a final examination or receive a passing grade on a final industry contributing assignment that is submitted to the HBVC Certification Committee for evaluation. Once a veterinarian earns certification, the Cert HBV designation is valid for 5 years, after which a veterinarian has to apply for recertification and complete an additional 50 hours of continuing education credits. The certification program is now available to start Module 1 through 7 through the HBVC's website at www.hbvc.org. In addition to this new certification program for practicing veterinarians, a new generation of veterinarians are becoming more interested and educated in honeybee medicine. Of the 30 fully accredited veterinary schools in the U.S., 11 schools have established HBVC student chapters, and the chapter numbers are progressively growing. The diseases and health changes honeybees face are only going to increase in the future. It's our hope that these provisions may fill a gap and a request for more veterinarians to be better educated in honeybee medicine. I do have a postscript here, and I'd like to thank the chair of the committee, the certification committee, the Honeybee Veterinary Consortium, Dr. Brittany Kyle, and all the other members of the committee for their commitment in the development of this program to better serve veterinarians, beekeepers, and honeybees. So I hope you all enjoyed this first reading of one of my articles, and I plan on doing this in the future. So stay tuned. Till next time, talk to you later. Bye all.